Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on the platform. And as always, can I start by thanking each and every one of you for listening into this. If you can share it, that would be great. If you enjoy it, hit the heart button, that would be even better. And best of all, if you can consider becoming a patron of the channel, well, that would be absolutely terrific. Anyway, I wanted to start with a feel-good story. And the feel-good story involves the ancient Canadian rocker, Neil Young. Now, I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with Neil Young. He's not someone I was actually ever into. I remember when I was at university, one of my friends was a big fan and used to play Neil Young albums, but I never bought any of them. And I guess he has a following, like everyone. He is, I think he's 70... He's in his mid-70s, 74, I think, or 75, something like that. So he's getting on a bit in the rock years, so to speak. But as I say, I respect the fact that the guy has created music. He was a protest singer. A lot of his songs were protesting this, that, and the other. So, you know, you would say that, yeah, there's a legacy there of some sort, I guess. But guess what? Neil's gone and blown it big time. Oh, yeah, big time. Let me tell you what Neil Young got so tragically wrong. So a couple of days ago, Neil decided he was going to lay down the law with Spotify, the global music streaming giant. And I don't know about you folks, but I've got Spotify on my phone and I listen to pretty much all my music through Spotify. Yeah, I find it very useful. It's convenient and I can access the stuff that I like at the click of the app. So it's really good. But Neil decided, hang on a second, Spotify, you are hosting podcasts. And worse than that, you're hosting, drumroll, the Joe Rogan podcast. And everyone knows that Joe Rogan is spreading medical misinformations by having people like Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology, on, by having top cardiologists like Dr. Peter McCullough on. You're spreading medical misinformation. So now Spotify, I'm putting it to you. You can choose. You can either have me on your platform on Spotify, or you can have Joe Rogan, but you can't have both. You gotta make a choice, Spotify. So Spotify thought about it. Spotify did the simple maths. I think Neil Young gets around about 6 million downloads in the month, whatever. And Joe Rogan gets hundreds of millions. Yeah. So they said, look, we're really sorry about this one, Neil, but if you gotta go, you gotta go. So, bye-bye, Neil, bye-bye. To me, this is hilarious stuff that, you know, they've called his bluff, basically. And of course, they were always going to call his bluff. Joe Rogan, first of all, Joe Rogan isn't spreading medical information of any sort. The fact that the guy provides a platform to people that the likes of aging hippie Neil Young doesn't like seems to be the fundamental root problem here. And that's what they're going after. And in fact, at the moment, Joe Rogan is very much in the, you know, in the spotlight because did you see there was a letter that was written to in the public domain from 250 plus alleged doctors and medical experts saying that again Joe Rogan was spreading medical misinformation and that action had to be taken. And I believe one of Joe Biden's senior most esteemed attorney generals, I can't remember his name, but anyway, he came out yesterday I think as well, saying Joe Rogan constitutes a real problem allowing medical misinformation. So it's a thing. They want Joe Rogan taken down. Here's the problem for them. Joe Rogan is massively popular. And frankly, even if they did take him off Spotify, he'd pop up somewhere else. Spotify understands the calculations. For example, this particular, what you're listening to, goes out on Spotify as well. believe it or not. You can get me, you can catch the David Vance podcast over on Spotify. Spotify is acting as a platform, not as a publisher. It's not editorializing. So if people don't like Joe Rogan, you don't have to listen to Joe Rogan. But if you do, well, he's on Spotify. Now, that seems to have gone way beyond the thought process of Neil Young. So Neil Young thought that he could stand up and shut down free speech. And boy, did he get it wrong. But I think it gets even worse because Neil Young actually sold his entire medical, his entire medical catalog, his entire musical catalog to, I think, was it Warner Brothers? I can't remember. But anyway, he sold it all to a third party. They actually control his musical catalog. So have they just been shafted as well? Hey, Joe, hey, Neil, have you just shafted your own publishers? I'm not even sure how this one's going to work because Neil Young doesn't actually have the final say over where his music is played because he was very happy to take a large amount of money in exchange for handing over the rights to his own music, which a lot of these, by the way, a lot of these rockers from the 60s, but even more recent ones have taken to doing this. It gives them a big chunk of money. But the thing is that the rights of their music then go to the party to whom they do the contract. So anyway, I'm afraid Neil Young is now being removed as we speak from Spotify all over the world. Oh my goodness, Neil, did this one go wrong for you? It's absolutely hilarious. And as I said, a real feel-good story to start the day, as just for once, free speech is upheld, and the little tyrant, the aging hippie tyrant, Neil Young, gets an absolute walloping. Anyway, folks, there you go. Hope that starts your day well. Catch up with you soon.